Happy 2012, everybody. Hello and welcome back to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and iPhone convert, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Living the iLife. Look, Ma, no manual. It's one thing to break all badass and switch from a BlackBerry to an iPhone, but when the deed is done, the challenge becomes living with it. I'll admit, there are things I miss about my BlackBerry, especially when traveling internationally. But would I go back to it? No. And by no, I mean hell's no. But it is an adjustment, and sometimes I wish I had a little bit more guidance. Macolites treat iPhone ownership as an intuitive experience. So in other words, no manual. While the iPhone's vibrant screen is a thing of beauty, I miss the feel of BlackBerry's push-button QWERTY keyboard. My thumbs could type an entire blog post as if exemplifying the seamless synergy between evolution and technology. Now, I'm left with jabbing my index finger at the screen like a cavewoman. And I'm not quite sure yet how I feel about autocorrect. It seems to have both a sense of humor and a mind of its own. In the beginning, I feared the iPhone's rotating screen was going to give me a stroke. It whirled around when I didn't want it to and stayed stubbornly still when I did. Sometimes, when I look away quickly and back, the screen is moved as if we're playing a high-tech game of red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Are you trying to vex me? I ask Siri. I do not understand, she said sincerely, but I did not believe her. Siri, of course, is the voice of the iPhone 4S personal assistant. Activated by pressing and holding the home button, you can ask Siri to make appointments, place phone calls, and to give you directions to anywhere within the solar system. Her Delta Quadrant maps could use a little work, though. Siri was not a selling point for me. I didn't really have a frame of reference for her since the only conversation I ever had with my BlackBerry was screaming obscenities at it when it wasn't working. I screamed a lot. I warmed to Siri when on a lark I started asking her more open-ended questions. Siri, what is the meaning of life? When she said 42, I knew we were going to get along just fine. Everyone says that when you first get an iPhone, you go a little app crazy, trolling the web for free and cool applications. I haven't, but I can see it from here. I'm not a gamer. I'm not into Angry Birds, Words with Friends, or Angry Friends with Birds. It's productivity apps that set my heart all aflutter. Documents to Go, Flight Tracker, Drop It Like It's Hot Box. Oh, baby, it's party time. One of the things that soured me on BlackBerry was the app wrap segment on New York One. Twice a week, tech reporter Adam Balkan features the hot new smartphone apps to hit the market. There's always something for iPhone, Android. BlackBerry? Huh, I might as well be waiting for apps for my Palm Pilot. Like Saturn car owners of yore, I find myself sidling up to and starting conversations with other iPhone owners. They are amazingly open and forthcoming. Now, by contrast, BlackBerry owners seem angry and constipated. I mean frustrated. I always ask my fellow iFolk, are you happy? Oddly enough, the answer isn't a straight yes. They instead say, I'm addicted, which is different from being happy. But addicted is truly the right word for it. They should call the iPhone iCrack because you get hooked and get hooked fast. I guess that would explain why in such a short time I've become a bit of an iPhone evangelist. Brothers and sisters in the house tonight, if you're tired, if you're weary, if you just want your phone to work, cast down that BlackBerry where you are and come on over to the I-Promised Land. Manual not included. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.